So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after classes when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we're live.
Here we go.
Again. That was a really good conversation, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good bullshitter, like he said. But I don't, you know. He's
just good. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. He's a talker. He's got lots of good stories.
Great stories. Like, it's hard to ignore the fact that he has a lot of passion. And if you didn't listen to the episode 195, can you believe this?
We're close.
Lord, 195.
Creeping up there.
Have you ever thought that we're going to do that many?
No.
Do you still
derail this? But.
I know, but like it kind of hit me. Like, do you still remember when I messaged you and say we're doing podcast?
Yeah.
It was like, when? I was like, equipment is here.
Yep. I remember. But what, you know, with Eric, it was amazing just how passionate he is about where he came from, right? Not what he's doing, what he's done. He is very passionate about those things too, but where he came from, and he was talking a lot about like lineage and, you know, his roots, and not just like how important the people that he's come from are, but like just acknowledging your roots, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Right. Cause there's a lot of great instructors out there, a lot of great, you know, and things have been passed down through generations. And you know, he was just the importance that it plays in his life. I think it's pretty impressive. And we touched a little bit about how that might be fading away. And I don't know why it's fading away. I think maybe because, I don't know if it's cultural, just something about here in the United States that we put such an emphasis on like individualism that what people before you did doesn't really matter. Is it something economical where, you know, things are so much based on finances and money here, where it's like if, you know, what you're doing, if you're making the money, if you're succeeding in that way, then what came before you doesn't matter as much. I don't know.
In some sense, this could be a consequence of jiu-jitsu becoming commercialized.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Everything is so commercialized here that it...
It's not only here. I don't think it's here. I think this is just the nature of the world we are living in. Is we always want... Look, like
we want jiu-jitsu to be big. We want everybody to try jiu-jitsu. We want everybody to do jiu-jitsu. We want jiu-jitsu to be everywhere. But in order for that to happen, there has to be some business components around this. Like, it is what it is. And by doing so, this martial art, and Eric talked about that, this martial art component, which is heavily emotionally driven. There's an emotional connection to it, right? It's slowly disappearing because it is becoming a transaction. It is business. It is you paying me, I'm giving you a service, you don't like it, you can leave, I can leave, I can do whatever I want, I can attend two different schools and blah, 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 blah. Versus 10, 20 years ago, it was very different. Not right, not wrong, not better, not worse, but it was different where you had black belts sticking around through the entire tenure of white to black. Like, and then beyond that, I think that's slowly disappearing because people have freedom and ability and choices to make their decisions. And sometimes people just simply go somewhere else.
Yeah. And I do think, I don't think it's different. I do think it's worse, because, and you see it in all facets of our society. It doesn't matter if it's entertainment, martial arts, history. It's like, if it happened, how often, I mean, your kids are still super young, but, and mine are even younger, but I see it all the time with younger generations where it's like, how would I know that it happened before I was born? Mm-hmm. And it's dismissed. Everything that happened before you were born is dismissed. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't learn about it. You shouldn't know about it.
Do you think that's a consequence of the technology that we live in? Like,
I think it could be. Listen, we didn't have the options. Like, you know, I'll bring it. I'll talk about movies. We didn't have a million things catered to us when we were kids. So if we had downtime where we weren't doing something and we turned on the television, we watched what was on it. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch what was produced specifically for let's say I was 12, a 12 year old boy, stuff that's specifically designated, designed, developed for mm-hmm. a 12 year old boy. Right. So I had to watch a movie that came out 20 years before I was born. I had to watch a movie that was in black and white with actors I never heard of. And then it's like you start developing an appreciation for stuff that came before you. You know, it's like, am I not supposed to read a book that was published since I am 53?
Some of the best books are the old books.
They're called classics for a reason.
And there's one more thing to all of this. It's today we are so electronically driven, mm-hmm. Google and everything, like whatever we do, that the passed on stories and conversations don't take place as much. Like, our parents didn't have an opportunity to Google stuff. The only way they knew that something happened was because their parent told them. You see what I'm saying? It was passed on from generation to generation to mm-hmm. generation. And those conversations, oh, you know what your grandfather used to do and blah, 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 blah. I don't think that happens as much these days. Everything is very much so now, very much so on demand, very much so touch and go.
And it's also catered to a very short attention span.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's everything is like immediate, right? Immediate result, driven right now at this moment, right? Which, as a consequence, it buries or dissolves the stories that come or came from, you know, years prior to that. So, and I think that that's unfortunately something that our kids are going to deal with quite a bit as they are continue growing up. I don't know.
I'm stuck on this part of it today. I think that because things are so catered to a specific demographic, it takes away the appreciation for things outside that demographic, mm-hmm. right? So if I, you know, I like this particular musician, you know, everything that comes flooding my way is about either mm-hmm. that musician or that type of music. Mm-hmm. And then you start going down these rabbit holes of everything else is trash compared to it. He's the best at this, you know, she's the best at that. Mm-hmm. And you, it dismisses mm-hmm. all the other stuff, all the other things, you know, or, and how many, you know, oftentimes you'll see like, they're remaking a movie. And it's like, oh, they, you know, all, they don't, they have no original stories anymore. Everything's a remake. And it's like, yeah, the movies you love are remakes too. I hate to break the news.
You know, what you, you think just is, don't know about it.
Right. Yeah. What you think is an original story is not an original story.
Yeah. Do you think that it also it's a consequence of the saturation of information? So like talking about movies, two decades ago, there was, one movie released, I don't know, once a month. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. And today I feel like there's 10 movies that are released every Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it's like new shows are popping out left and right. And like we don't have even the opportunity to go back and look at the old stuff.
Right. Because there's just so much flooding you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, you know, and it's funny because people will say, oh no, I haven't, you know, don't spoil it for me. I haven't watched it yet. And it could be some, you know, it's a show that's 7 seasons deep and they're on season 1 because they're going to watch it on Netflix. But there's just no value put in anything anymore. Other than, you know, a monetary value. If somebody isn't making X amount of dollars, or their movie doesn't make X amount of dollars, it somehow takes away from the artistic merit of it, right? It's like, that movie flopped. Why would I watch it? Wouldn't you? Who cares?
I mean, you're right. There is a lot of value placed on the success.
Yes.
And the success is very arbitrary.
Right. Yeah. So we'll have we'll even have a guest on here and people will be like, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Dismiss.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, no, you need to hear this person. You need to know about this person.
Yeah.
More so than the one, you know.
Yeah. And it's actually surprising. I mean, you and I, we never talked about this publicly. I don't think I ever will. But like, we see the numbers. We see how many people listen to the show. And some of the guests, I am mind blown. Mm-hmm. Like, how you not listen to this guy? Like, he's the core and foundation of what we do. Like like everybody, you know what I mean? And then others.
It's because they don't have a social media presence.
Exactly. You know, it's a popularity contest, essentially. Yeah. The person who drives the biggest crowd, that person gets the most attention. And, you know, from one side, I'm happy for these people because they are making a living in the way it was not possible 10 or 20 years ago. But at the same time, I do feel that we are paying a very steep price for this very much so social media driven society.
Yeah, not undeserving, but it just takes away from, listen, we only have there's only X amount of hours, just 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that gets eaten up with work. It gets eaten up with other things. So when you have time to look at something, watch a movie, watch some reels, whatever you do, watch a TV show. There's so much out there that you really do have to pick and choose. But that doesn't mean that the other stuff doesn't have value. It doesn't, you know, it's, there's so much out there. And then when it comes to things like, you know, people in jiu-jitsu, again, you know, it's a small world compared to the rest of it. But it's so deep. I mean, you know, people don't realize, like, even the Machados could be dismissed, right? Because their name isn't Gracie. And you know, even the Gracie's name is being devalued over time. You know, and they get dismissed because they're older. They get dismissed because things that people thought about them weren't true. There seems to be a lack of I don't know, insight. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but people just don't seem to care as much. And I don't know why, right? What's the reason? Is it, we've touched on a couple of it. Is it bombardment with everything? Is it too much information, too much to choose from?
It also could be as simple as we are just living in a very egocentric society. Everything is about me. Nobody cares about anybody else. You know, nobody is willing to suggest or correct or even have a conversation because it's none of your business. I mean, this is what we've created over the last couple of decades. And now we are in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just a beginning where this is going. Our kids are going to deal with this completely different way. You and I will be long gone. But the world has changed drastically in the last couple of decades. And I think it will continue changing. And, you know, I don't know, right or wrong. Maybe our parents were saying the same thing about freaking beta tapes and DVDs. And I don't know. I mean,
people complained when the television came out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything. And maybe they were right. It just took a lot longer than they thought it was going to.
I remember a funny story about televisions. I remember my dad got a color TV at our house. And I don't know how big it was, but as I remember, I think it was like, I don't know, 20 inches. Like it was a small TV. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there was a rule in my house. We had to sit on the opposite side of the room when we were watching because our eyes are going to go back. You couldn't see shit on that TV.
Margaret often is like, Aaron, get away from the TV. And I've seen studies where they say it does nothing. It doesn't ruin your eyes or anything. But boy, you were going to fry your eyes out.
Yeah. But it just came to my mind. But listen, there's something behind it. Like there's something to it. You know, as our parents were going through these evolutions and changes, you know, we probably seeing them now. And as older we get, you and I and everybody else, you know, things bother us. I don't know. Things bother me all the time.
Hey, 50, 60 years ago, there was a lot of crap coming out. Not every movie being made, not every song being published, not every book being written was a gem. There was a lot of pulp. There was a lot of crap. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying things were better in my, you know, my time or whatever. But I just think that it's like people need to slow down and appreciate the things that came before them. You don't have to worship it. You can see through, you know, and this might be part of it too, is listen, we were fed a lot of BS growing up about how this country was founded, about, you know, the forefathers, about the media stars, you know, the movie stars 50 years ago, the musicians. It turns out a lot of them were not so great. And a lot of the things we were told turned out to not be true. So maybe people just are more dismissive now too, because they feel like, you know, they were lied to in a sense, right? So why go back and look at it? Why have any appreciation for that person who made that piece of art that turns out went home and was a horrible monster to his family? You know, I don't know. Maybe that's got something to do with it too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take, there's extremes. There are extremes, but for every little thing, you know, they were human too. So if it wasn't too horrible, I think maybe some things can be overlooked, and the art can still be appreciated, whether we're talking martial art or a painting or anything else.
I'm going to bring this back. And if not for all these reasons, we all need Nichiren Jujutsu. We just need some Jujutsu. Jujutsu makes everything better.
Does it?
I have everything better.
My neck ain't better. Jiu-jitsu hasn't made my neck any better. Right? I got a knot in my upper thorax today from rolling yesterday, and it feels like there's a league ball sitting in my back. But, you know.
You're so stressed out.
I wonder why. All right, let's wrap this up. Now we're getting silly.
Later.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.